What's going on, guys? You are now listening to the Lean Dad Podcast for dads who want to lose weight and become a healthy role model for their kids. I'm your host, Patrick Ryan. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be here. Now, let's dive in, my friends. This is episode number 2 of the Client Spotlight series. And in this episode, I'll be chatting with my good friend and online client, Cal, about his weight loss journey, as well as just spending a little bit of time diving into deeper context about how his working dynamic or traveling working dynamic has played such a pivotal role in him getting a better understanding of demystifying travel and not allowing it to be synonymous with weight gain or falling off track. So for those of you that are used to traveling a lot or are worried about whether or not travel can even be synonymous with making progress, this is going to be a really, really helpful episode for you. So let's tune in, let's give it a shot, and let's enjoy the ride. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Lean Dad Podcast. We are now doing another episode, another client spotlight episode, just to share some perspective and insight and deeper context from clients that have worked with me currently as well as in the past. So with that being said, very, very honored, very, very grateful to have my good friend Cal on for this week's client spotlight. What's going on, man?
Hey, Pat, I'm super happy to talk with you today, man. Life is good. No complaints. I'm happy to be here and contribute however I can.
Well, we're happy to have you, dude. So for those that don't know, Cal and I have been working with one another for about 6 to 7 months now in this leg of stretch of our journey. So one thing that I've really enjoyed in working with you, Cal, is, you know, obviously you came to work with me for a number of reasons, which we can tap into here in a little bit. But the thing that I've enjoyed the most, and this has kind of been, if I were to have an agenda of any sort as a coach, is to kind of demystify and destigmatize different dimensions of life that seem for many people to be synonymous with the opposite of losing weight, gaining weight, not staying on track, and that your job is very, very unique, and that you're constantly traveling quite a bit, and you're moving from place to place and being able to make progress and make improvements that are important to you in a sustainable way has been really fun. So if you don't mind, man, for those listening, feel free to share a little bit about yourself, what you do, you know, whatever you're comfortable with, and we can kind of go from there.
Absolutely. I'm happy to share. So for the past 5 years, I've been incredibly busy traveling as a field audio tech. And I do a lot of audio mixing for news networks, primarily NBC Network News. And I travel all over the Southwest region. I'm a Western-based audio tech, and I just go anywhere from Los Angeles to Phoenix. I spend a lot of time in El Paso. Most of the vast majority of the work that I do is out of my hometown. So as you can imagine, and you touched on, I don't have a routine lifestyle, and I'm not able to wake up in my own bed every day and conduct my life in my own familiar routine setting. It's something that's taken a lot of getting used to. I don't think it's for everybody, but it comes with the territory of doing this now for 5 years that I've gotten a sort of a routine associated with the travel. I keep no regular hours at all. Sometimes I'm up for over 24 hours, maybe up to 36 hours with no sleep. That goes without saying that, you know, regular meals squeezed in there are non-existent. So it's difficult. And health and fitness for me has always been something that I've taken very seriously. I'm not somebody who's, you know, way over the top into weightlifting or cardio, or, you know, somebody who jumps from diet to diet. But just feeling fit and feeling healthy is really what I want to get out of life. And I want to push my body to, you know, last a long time. I'd love to, you know, enjoy a long life if I'm so blessed. And, part of that, a huge, huge part of that is just, you know, trying to take care of myself. So that's basically what I do in a nutshell. Now, what did you want me to elaborate on what I do to kind of keep as routine as possible? Go ahead and tell me where you'd like me to go from there.
Yeah, we can dive into that here in a little bit. I guess to kind of further expand on things is what brought you into, or what brought you and I together to work together. I think it was like last winter, just to kind of give people a relatable segue.
Absolutely. So the reason that I decided to kind of reconnect with you, because as you well know, we had worked years ago together. Last winter, I had made a decision that I kind of was at a spot where I wasn't necessarily way off track with my health and fitness. I was still working out, you know, here and there, sluggishly getting through workouts, not really being excited about my food intake and diet and the diet that I kind of was implementing. I kind of just felt like there was kind of this just stagnant area surrounding my health and fitness. And I had put on some extra weight. And when I say that, I wasn't really, you know, morbidly obese or anything. I probably was about between 10 and 15 pounds heavier than I wanted to be. And even saying that, I could have gone even a little lower than 10 or 15 pounds. When I say I wanted to lose that much, I could probably have stood to lose a little more than that. But the way that I was living day in and day out really wasn't going to foster any type of weight loss. And I kind of felt like my workouts weren't taking me where I needed them to anymore. And I needed something that was going to push me a little bit more so that I could really make the changes I wanted to see happen. And it was obvious to me that what I was doing was not going to cut it anymore. And I just was kind of getting tired of my pants fitting a little tighter. I was kind of getting a little tired of, you know, looking at pictures of myself that have been taken and recently and thinking, God, what is with the way I look right here? That's not really what I want to look like, you know? So I knew that I wanted to make a change, and I've always used you as a source of inspiration and kind of just, you've always been very supportive, even if we hadn't worked in close connection with each other. I had kind of taken a look at your social posts and kept up with you a little bit over the years. And I thought, you know what, I really would love to get back in touch with Pat and see if you could offer me something to kind of just give me that little extra bit of motivation and structure and accountability to kind of get me back on track and pointed in the right direction so that I could make some substantial change.
Yeah. Well, and another piece that I think has been really cool in our working with one another that I feel can help, I would hope, broaden people's perspectives of the weight loss journey and what that might entail, is a lot of people think that it's going to be solely rooted in exercise all the time, where actually in our capacity in working with one another, you've kept your normal exercise routine, and we as a team have focused our attention and energy more on your eating and making sure that was in a place that was well suited for you, your lifestyle and your needs. So, you know, with that being said, and us and me more so kind of complementing your existing movement routine and us focusing just on the eating aspect of things, what do you feel have kind of been the biggest aha moments that you'd be willing to share with those listening?
So first off, I want to just say that when we talked about this program, I was adamant that I really didn't want to make a huge amount of change in my physical fitness area. I feel like I'm very comfortable with what I did at the gym And as long as I was able to get in and with any regularity, I wanted to keep that foundation kind of in place. I was pleasantly surprised when we got together and talked about the program, when you told me that we could leave that alone, and that, you know, we could approach it and develop it, you know, on a personal basis for me, and that, you know, we could go as far as we, as I wanted to with the health and fitness, should I choose to do that. We could not do that if I chose to do that. And the lessons and the diet and just the meal program, I guess you could say, is really where we focused. And so, yes, what you mentioned just a moment ago about people having this misconception about exercise and eating and maybe putting more stock in exercise in terms of staying healthy, I was definitely a victim to that type of thinking, especially as a younger adult. I'm 33 years old now. I've worked out regularly since I was probably in mid-high school years. But nothing like getting older makes you realize that you really can't out-exercise a poor diet. And when I was younger, you know, you can get away with a little more when you're younger, a little this, a little that. You know, as I start to enter my middle age years, or, you know, I'm on the early end of that, I'm already starting to see, you know, the body doesn't quite respond the same way it did maybe 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago. And even though I'm not a dad right now, I'm the age that a lot of dads are. And I can imagine what it would be like to have small children right now. It would only make it harder to pay attention to myself. So where I'm going with this is, I was very happy to delve into this program and realize that the eating and kind of the amount of food and paying attention to these cues about, you know, certain meals that you, you know, it's not so structured that I wasn't able to enjoy the foods that I already was eating. It was amazing to me that there wasn't a whole lot of drastic change from day one that, you know, here I am, I've signed up for this program. And, you know, the very next day I'm getting up and I have to throw away every single thing in my fridge and I can't eat this. I can't go to this restaurant. And, you know, I don't think that would have lasted a week or two and I would have just been ready to ask you for a refund. But to be quite honest, it wasn't like that at all. And that's, I guess, the first aha thing for me with this program was that it was very doable, very manageable. With my busy life that I kind of already talked to you about, I was amazed at the amount of time that this program really took, and it really doesn't take a lot of time. It all comes back to the consistency. It all comes back to taking small amounts of each day, really just devoting a few minutes of your time to reading the lesson, absorbing what it has to say, and the lesson within, and applying that. And there aren't any major changes that have to be made. And I just felt like it was very natural. I felt like it was not asking too much of me to kind of, you know, meet the expectations of what it was asking me to do. If I didn't meet some of those expectations, it wasn't like I had to start over from scratch or all or nothing type of thing. It started working for me right away. I just was very excited each morning about getting up, reading the lesson that, you know, I had to do, and then going on with my day and kind of keeping in the back of my mind the information and the content from that lesson. That's really as simple as it can get, is just going about your day, but kind of being mindful of what you read and what you learned. And it's not so much information that you have to have like a spiral notebook that you filled up every day with notes about stuff. You just kind of implement what you've read,
right?
And you build on from the day before. So for me, it just getting started felt very good, and it just kind of developed from there. We continued to go a few months into the program, and it wasn't long before I started just feeling the results, seeing the results, and just kind of feeling like this was a good decision to make. And I was pleased that I had gone through with it and that we had started working together again.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. And I enjoy hearing that primarily just from the perspective of you articulated it so well. And I don't know, just a lot of us get really, really caught up in thinking that in order to make a change, that it's got to be this seismic overhaul. That upon, and I say that as a coach who used to coach that way, especially in the beginning stages of my coaching career, primarily online, it was because that was all I knew. That, okay, well, it worked for me to do a big overhaul, or at least it worked for me initially to do a big overhaul. So then that's what I was starting to try to implement with my clients, and it would work. It would work for the first week, maybe a couple weeks, maybe first month. But like you said, whether you're a dad or a parent or not, it starts to become really, really hard to maintain those big changes and those big overhauls after a few weeks to a month. It's so hard to integrate. And a lot of this process, I would encourage anybody, like if a coach is prompting you to overhaul everything on day one and just go crazy and pushing really hard, it would probably, like you said, Cal, it'd probably be worth asking to have your money refunded. And I would encourage you, and you can just blame me when you talk to your coach, just fire him, because it's not a sustainable thing. And that's what I really enjoy taking into consideration in your situation, Cal, where you lead a busy life. You're moving all over the place, like you said, in your work, working around the western part of the country. Me telling you to overhaul stuff and completely kind of start a new life it's only going to make your experience more difficult. And I'm also trying to look at this through a longer term lens, and what kind of relationship am I helping you foster with your food and your exercise? Am I helping perpetuate a disordered relationship, or am I helping perpetuate a more nurtured, kind of guided, strategic, sustainable relationship with how you view exercise, your eating in conjunction with travel, and what you're doing in your day-to-day life?
100% agree with you there. That's the key word there, is sustainable. I mean, you have to approach change, especially change with the body and change with the mindset of eating, consuming food, exercise. You have to think about it in terms of long-term sustainability. Because yeah, you can really overhaul your life and make some major changes and see some major changes in your weight, and maybe, you know, you can work really, really hard in the gym. You can, you know, only eat really healthy foods, and you might see some immediate results. Guaranteed, those are going to be short-lived. You'll probably put that weight back on just as fast as you lost it. And I, you know, not being as professional as yourself, of course, I know that. And it's just a matter of, you know, making the small changes and not expecting too much of yourself. Because when you expect too much of yourself, I feel like you just set yourself up for failure. And at that point, it's easy to then just give up altogether. So the program is definitely, it's structured in a sense that even someone like myself, who has a busy life, and everybody has a busy life, but what I mean is, by traveling as much as I do, really, I can't take my refrigerator with me on the road. I have to rely on restaurants. I have to rely on grocery stores. And the refrigerator I have in my hotel half the time, more than half the time, is a mini fridge that I can't really put a lot of food into, fresh food. So the program allows me to still live that lifestyle and work and not fail or not meet the expectations of the program. So even with the busyness of traveling and working outside of my home, I still was able to navigate the program and meet the benchmarks of what it was asking me to do. And it wasn't long into the program before I started seeing results. It happened pretty quickly.
That's awesome, man. Well, and something that I think about relative to something that you had brought up, obviously, in living your life and your life being really busy, I think this is my hope as far as part of the evolution that I hope to see within the industry, and what I hope to see from the consumer side of what they should be expecting to see and experience in working with a coach. And you know, as I'm talking to you here, Cal, you lead a very in-depth, vibrant, multifaceted life. You know what I mean? You've got your partner, you've got your work, you've got everything else that you're a part of. And in order for a coach, in my professional opinion, in order for a coach to actually truly help a client, there's a substantial amount of information gathering that's needing to be taken into consideration and taken into place for arguably the first month or the first 2 months, or I would say it's an ongoing process. So there's this continual amount of communication between you and I that is not solely just about what'd you eat? Did you eat at what restaurant did you eat at? Did you or did you not exercise? It's actually, I call it a storytelling experience because yes, you and I have background with one another, but it had been many years since you and I had worked with one another. So I can't just assume that you're the same exact person and living the same exact life that you were living. I don't know. It was like 6 years ago or something like that when you and I had last worked with one another. And I think where a lot of people can create issues for themselves, and I think coaches who don't maybe know any better perpetuate that issue, is clients go into the coaching experience expecting it to just be this cut and dry. Okay, we're started. You are going to do everything that the coach has lined out as far as eating and exercise, when I don't really, as a coach, I don't know you that well. I actually need to know what's going on in your world and what's going on in your life to help you better acclimate and better navigate these familiar experiences that you've had for, say, the last year, 6 months, whatever it might be, these experiences, these environments, these situations, these circumstances. That way I'm able to help complement you through a more professional health-related lens, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I mean, it's a personal approach with this program. And for what we've put together for myself, I'm sure it's not exactly what you've put together for every other person you work with. It's felt like what we've done together and the results that I've seen were a tailored program for myself. The lessons are structured and the lessons are a daily lesson, but checking in with you and having that feedback, that accountability, I never felt like I had to hide from you or you were going to try to contact me and find out where I slipped up. It was more just kind of having an open communication about, you know, where I was, where I was going, and what was working and what wasn't working. So I definitely feel like what works for me in terms of what you and I have communicated about and the program we've tailored for me might not be exactly what is for somebody else. But, you know, we looked at the results that I started seeing and we talked about it. And we just developed it from there. And if I was happy with where I was and at the rate of the change I was experiencing, we left you know, things alone. We continued adding good information that the program kept feeding every day. And you know, I love those lessons. I really, really look forward to them. I feel like we've talked about this before. It's not a boring chore to have to do that. It really is enough information and not too much that it's like taking a vitamin. It's really kind of like something you do every day. You just get a little bit of something that, you know, is for the greater good. And it's building on stuff that you've already kind of started learning about in those same areas. So it was not just do all this stuff. Here's a worksheet with a bunch of exercises. Here's a list of foods that you need to buy at the store. And call me back in a month. It really wasn't like that at all. We were kind of, you know, talking, communicating, if not on a daily basis, it was very close to. And, you know, I was happy that it worked out the way it did. I was skeptical because I really don't invest a lot in training and programs like this. It's not something that I have made a habit of doing. And so the fact that I decided to jump in on this, I took it seriously and I thought, you know, this is something, you know, I didn't just take it lightly. And so when we really got involved and started, you know, when I started seeing the results and we continued along with it, I was excited that it was, you know, as long as it was, this program, and just how, you know, how much more I had to look forward to. And, you know, I've achieved the goal that we had initially set out to accomplish. You know, those first 10 pounds came off you know, within a few months, 2-3 months, I was 10 pounds down, and it was a healthy loss. It wasn't overnight. It was gradual, and I monitored that, and it was really exciting to kind of see that change materialize alongside everything else that I didn't change, like my work and, you know, not having a lot of time and even, you know, suffering from a lack of sleep. I still was able to make those changes. And I would equate that with somebody who has a family and has kids and has to devote their time to their kids. So I certainly think that if I can make this type of change and utilize this program to see that change in my life and my health, I would certainly say that somebody else who has a similar busy lifestyle and really doesn't have a ton of time to devote to themselves, they can do the same thing, and they certainly could see those results as well.
Absolutely. Well, cool, man. Yeah, it's been a very fun journey so far, and we still have plenty of time left. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you continue to create for yourself and what we create together. But yeah, man, thank you so much for sharing your story and your insight. I guess kind of in conclusion for those listening, what are, as someone who's kind of gone through the process and have had some of the experiences that you've already had this far, what are some pieces of advice that you'd give anybody that's looking to lose weight and do it in a kind of, this is the last time I'm going to have to lose weight like this, or this is the first and last time I go through a weight loss process?
I would say, don't look at it as a mountain you have to climb and summit. I would say, start where you are and be realistic about what you're capable of doing. And that's small change in your life on a daily basis. I think that the main problem with people trying to make realistic change in their life is that they're unrealistic. I think they feel like it's an all or nothing approach. And it's so easy to get discouraged when you bite off more than you can chew and you set out to accomplish a big milestone, when you can just build on small things that you know are doable. You can really witness the small change taking place. You can celebrate those wins on a daily basis, and you just gradually work towards it. I would say also that if you do fail and you fall short, do not get discouraged. Just pick yourself up from where you are right there and continue going. I certainly haven't just had a steady, gradual trend of success the entire time. Yes, the results I'm experiencing now are a positive result, but there were times where I fell short with the program a little bit. You just pick it up and you turn it around and you continue going in the right direction. So if you're looking to make realistic, positive change, it's a slow process. It will take place, but I would say give it a little time, do what you're capable of doing. And you know, you add a little bit in each day for that greater result, you know, over time. And that's certainly what's worked out for me. And it is manageable, it is doable, and I'm living proof that, you know, this definitely does work. And I would certainly wish that same amount of success for anybody else that were to do it.
That's awesome, man. Yep. Slow and steady wins the race, as they say, 100%. As much as many of us hate to hear it. But yeah, I think many can appreciate that, man. So Cal, I appreciate you having you on, man. This was a lot of fun to riff, and I appreciate, and I think many appreciate you taking the time to share your experience.
Hey, it was my pleasure, Pat. I am always happy to talk about it. This program and, you know, this relationship and working on my health overall has been just a really positive thing for me. And I'm it's exciting. I find it really a cool thing to do. So I'm happy to continue to thrive and look forward to what the future holds. And thanks for having me on today.
Anytime, man. So, all right, for any of you that have any questions, comments, concerns, don't hesitate to reach out via Instagram. You can find me at aware_lifeabq. Yeah, reach out to me there if you got any questions, comments, concerns. But I hope this episode met you well and was helpful and encouraging. So, Much love. Have a good rest of the day. We'll talk to you all very soon. Once again, thank you so much for carving out the time to hear what was shared on today's podcast. Now, if what you heard today resonates with you and you'd like to continue the conversation, then I'd be happy to personally invite you to join our private Facebook community with countless other dads like yourself who are on this journey with you. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/groups/leandadproject. Click the join button at the top of the page and you're good to go. Again, that's facebook.com/groups/leandadproject. And by the way, the link to the Facebook group is in the show notes too, so be sure to check that out. All right, my friends, that's it for today. In the meantime, love one another, take care of one another, and please, please, please be grateful for each other. Much love, my friends. Cheers.